College and professional coaches, and even those in high school, are legendary for, shall we say, unique motivational techniques. And they can be positive, negative, or just a little strange. A new study put together by U of A PhD graduate student Colin Zeskot and three colleagues looks into whether college basketball players can be motivated to play better after they're shown images related to death. And Colin Zeskot is with me now. Colin, most people will hear the words death and basketball together and wonder how this premise came about. Can you explain that?
It is a pretty abstract thing if you just look at it on the surface level like that. So this is all based in a theory called terror management theory, which essentially gets at the idea that death can be a key motivator in our lives. So when we think about the potential that we're going to die, this may cause a potential for anxiety. Importantly, we can cope with this anxiety by doing a few different things. So one of those things is living up to our cultural standards in some way. So if I know I'm going to die, if I live up to my culture and write the next great American novel or achieve immortality in some way, we can kind of overcome this fear of death in some way. In one way that we can do that is if there's an important domain that you derive a sense of self from, performing well in that domain in the face of death could improve your performance. If you cared about your performance in basketball, then when you think about death, in order to regain self-esteem and to achieve some sort of symbolic immortality over that potential anxiety, then performing well in basketball could be a way to do that. But importantly, only if you care about your performance in sports.
And rather than suppressing our fears, it is facing our fears in some sense, or even just determining, because I would think most people, whether they admit it or not, and probably most would, they're afraid of death.
Sure. Yeah. Right. And that's the interesting part about when you think about this, the hypothesis that's derived from terror management theory is that humans, uniquely compared to other animals, as far as we know, we're aware that we're going to die. This can be debilitating in some sense. So what prevents us from just curling into a corner, in the fetal position, worried about death? And the theory would argue that what prevents us from doing that is the fact that we can achieve immortality in some way, whether it's literal, like belief in an afterlife, or symbolic, doing good works and having offspring that can carry on your genes in some way. And so this is just one domain that that you can kind of achieve this immortality, even if it's just for a brief moment in a game of basketball.
And Colin, some people are already concerned about some of the tactics that coaches may use. Is this something that a coach could use to motivate players? And at what point is it too dangerous from the standpoint that, do you think this is a concept that would work better when it comes to adults, professionals, or would it be more with folks maybe even as young as high school?
One key thing that, at least what we've thought about, my colleagues and I, is that coaches have subtly been using this strategy in a number of different ways without even realizing it. So for example, a coach that is talking to their team at halftime of a championship game, saying something like, if we play well and you win this game, everyone will remember you forever. So really getting across this idea that you can achieve immortality in some way has been highlighted a little bit in different parts of sport, but making thoughts about death much more salient, mortality specifically, I guess we haven't really seen, which is where I think this is potentially a novel way to improve athletic performance. It may be a little bit morbid, but I think doing it in subtle ways has really interesting implications.
At what point, though, does the death prime, just thinking about these things, lose its effectiveness or lose its edge?
I hate to use the cop-out, but the scientific cop-out is it's an empirical question, because it certainly is. But I think there would be some interesting implications that the research would suggest that if you were possibly aware that this prime was going to influence you, then using more subtle or subliminal techniques to prime death that are outside of conscious awareness may be a better option in that sense, because then the player wouldn't be aware that they're even being primed with thoughts about death. So subtly placing skulls in images could be an effective way of doing that. But again, it's an empirical question because the time that it lasts, from our standpoint with these studies, we know that it can last for a few minutes, but whether that equates to a whole game, a whole season, ultimately, I can't take too hard of a point on either direction because I'm unsure. If you're able to subtly influence people without maybe having them consciously think about this process, that may be a more effective way to use it continually.
Colin Zeskot is a U of A PhD grad student who's looked into whether images related to death can motivate college basketball players to perform better.